بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب فضل ضعفة المسلمين والفقراء والخاملين الحمد لله. This is the 32nd chapter and this is on the virtues, the fazilat, the virtues of the weak people, the poor people and those who are undistinguished, those who have low profile, they are not prominent in society. قال الله تعالى واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this verse to restrain, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, restrain yourself. Make sabr with those people who are making dua to their Rabb, who invoke their Rabb morning and evening. In other words, they are engaged in supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua, dhikr. So they are sitting. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sit with them. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِغْدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِ. Morning and evening they are supplicating to Allah, they are invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must sit with them, restrain yourself with them. Why? يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. They are seeking Allah ta'ala's pleasure. وَلَا تَعَدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Do not divert your attention from them. Some commentators say, this was in response to a call, a demand made by the Quraysh, by the disbelievers to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you have all poor people, poor Sahaba sitting with you. Move them away, you move them away and then we can sit with you. We do not want to sit amidst such poor people, downtrodden people who are slaves and people who have got no prominence in society. We want a special gathering if you want us to sit by you. So Allah Ta'ala instructed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that don't turn your eye away and your gaze away from these poor Sahaba. Restrain yourself with them. Morning and evening they are invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. They are seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَنْ حَارِثَةَ بْنِ وَهَبٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى قَالَ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمِ يَقُولَ أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. This Sahabi حَارِثَة رَضِيَ اللَّهُ says, I heard Rasulullah saying, should I not inform you of who are the people of Jannah? كُلُّ ضَعِيفٍ مُتَضَعَّفٍ. Every weak person who is deemed in society, in the eyes of society, to be a weak person. We're not talking about physical weakness, we're talking about weakness in the sense of that person who is weak in society, meaning he doesn't have that type of prominence in society. He doesn't have a high profile, he's a low profile person. He's a simple person. He's hidden amongst the people. Nobody pays much attention to him. لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَا بَرَّهُ. But his ta'alluq with Allah is such. So he may be not prominent among society, but in the eyes of Allah, he's got such a position that if he has to take an oath in the name of Allah, he says, Wallah, this is how it will be, or this is, he takes an oath in Allah Ta'ala's name, لَا بَرَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala will help him to fulfill his oath. Allah will help him to fulfill his oath. Then Rasulullah said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَهْلِ النَّارِ. Should I not show you and inform you of the people of Jahannam? كُلُّ عُتُلٍ جَوَّاذٍ مُسْتَكْبِرٍ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِيٍ. Every person who is miserly with his wealth, he is very harsh and he is arrogant. So every person who is very, very miserly with his wealth, he hoards his wealth, he is harsh, he is cruel and he is arrogant. So these are the people who are the people of Jahannam. And the others who are low in society, but they are pious in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are such that they will be the inmates of Jannah. وَعَنَ أَبِي عَبَّاسَ سَهْرِ بْنِ سَعَدِ السَّعِدِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالْ مَرْ رَجُلٌ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. A person goes past by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ لِرَجُلٍ عِنْدَهُ جَالِسِ. Nabi Kareem asked a person who was sitting next to him, مَا رَأْيُكَ فِي هَذَا. What is your opinion about such a person? فَقَالَ. This Sahabi replied, رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَشْرَافِ النَّاسِ. He's a very noble person, very prominent person in society. People look up to him. هَذَا وَاللَّهِ. He's this particular man. In the name of Allah, this Sahabi says, حَرِيٌ إِنْ خَطَبَ أَيُنْكَحْ. He's such, if he has to propose for any person's daughter, they will readily get him married to their daughter. وَإِنْ شَفَعَ أَيُشَفَعَ. If he has to intercede on any person's behalf, his intercession will be accepted. فَسَكَتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Nabi SAW remained silent. ثم مر رجل آخر. Then another person went past by. فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما رأيك في هذا؟ Nabi SAW asked him now, what's your opinion of this man? فقال يا رسول الله, he said, oh Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, هذا رجل من فقراء المسلمين. He's a poor Muslim. هذا حري إن خطب ألا ينكح. He is so simple, poor man. And he has to propose for any person's daughter, they won't get him married. They will reject him. وَإِنْ شَفَعَ أَلَّا يُشَفَعَ. And if he intercedes on any person's behalf, his intercession will never be accepted. وَإِنْ قَالَ أَلَّا يُسْمَعَنِ قَوْلِ. If he has to even give some statement or say something, nobody will even give any hearing to his statement. Nobody will pay attention to him. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ. Nabi Sallam then said, هَذَا, the second person, the weak person, the low person, person who has got no prominence in society, not distinguished, خَيْرٌ, he is better, مِنْ مِلْءِ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَ هَذَا, than the entire earth filled with the person like that of the first person. The whole world full like that of the first person, put together, and this man on the other side, who is simple, he outweighs that first person, he is far better than the first person. So again, success of a person is not the lineage he has, or the worldly status he has, the prominence he has in society. It is all to do with the purity of the heart and the ta'alluq he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though he may be a poor person, even though people may not readily accept him in society or listen to whatever he has to say, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is a real wealthy person. He is a person of prominence. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand these ahadith. These are the teachings of Islam, to treat each person equally. Yes, there are some persons who have prominence and they are pious, etc. That is from the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the others who are weak, we should not despise them and treat them with insignificance. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika.